climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
All right, so as you know, it's not really a secret. I am a huge classic car fan, and there's a good chance that if I'm not in the studio, you'll find me at a car show somewhere. I just love browsing through, dreaming about all those gorgeous cars. Well, one of my favorite shows is coming to town. I'm talking about Chrome in the Dome, and you know I have tickets for you. And if you would like those, I'm going to let you know how you can win them. But first, I have Brock Gunter on the phone, and Brock is the coordinator of the Automotive and Technology Department at Idaho State University, and he is also one of the organizers of Chrome in the Dome. Brock, it's so good to have you here on the Joel and Thomas Show.
Thanks for having me.
So, Brock, all right. The thing I love about Chrome in the Dome is, I mean, there are just so many cars. About how many are there? I don't know. I just know that I could get lost wandering around, taking a little stroll down memory lane with some of those beauties.
Yeah, this year we have close to 150 cars on display. They range from early 1900s Ford Model T, to this year we have a newer McLaren, we have a twin turbo Lamborghini, and a lot of classic cars and anything in between.
All right, Brock. So I have this list. It's my little bucket list of classic cars, my dream list, if you will. And at the top of that is a 1966 Ford Mustang. Any chance I'll be able to dream as I stand next to one of those?
Yes, I'm just looking at the list here, and we have three or four of the 60s Mustangs, and so you can look at those for quite a while.
I absolutely love the Mustangs. I mean, they're so iconic, and I just never get tired of looking at those.
You know, and a lot of these cars are, there are a lot of local ones, and, you know, it's interesting to, not just to look at them, but to talk to the car owners and hear their story and listen to, you know, how they did it and, you know, all the hard work they put in and the time and effort. And so it's, you know, that's one of my favorite parts of the show, too, is talking to the car owners and, you know, getting their story on their vehicle.
You are absolutely speaking my language. Whenever I go to a car show, and I'm telling you, that's one of my little favorite hobbies is hanging out at classic car shows. But I love being able to strike up a conversation with the owners. And you can just see their faces literally light up as they talk about these cars because they put a lot of work into it.
For sure. And, you know, they, and a lot of people, that's why these, they go to these shows is, you know, to show off and just to explain all their, you know, their hard work and what they've put into it. And so they, as the car owners, that's one of the things that they love doing as well.
And one of the other things that I love, Brock, is hearing the stories of why they chose to restore a particular car. And so often, it's because they have a really beautiful memory attached to that car, something from the past. It really is like being able to kind of travel back in time a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, over the years, I've been doing this for, I think this will be the 16th year that I've done it. And, you know, I've heard a lot of stories, and it is interesting to hear, you know, where that car came from, where it's been, and the history of it.
Exactly. That history is fascinating to me. All right, so let me go down my list. Any chance I might see another one of my favorites, a 55 or 56 Ford T-Bird? I love that car.
Yes, we do have a couple of those. I know we have a 56 T-Bird, and I believe there's a couple other in the 50s.
How about Corvettes? That's another one on my list. I really love the 50s Corvettes. The lines on those are spectacular.
Yes, and we have a couple of those.
So let me ask you this, because I've been kind of going down my dream list. What is perhaps your favorite that's going to be in this show?
You know, I do like the Bel Airs. We have a couple of really nice Bel Airs that'll be there, the 55s. I don't know if that's my favorite. That is one of my top. But, you know, I like a variety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got this twin-turbo Lambo coming in.
Ooh.
I like the crazy builds myself, but so I can't really say I have a favorite, but honestly, there's so many cars. I'm the one that does the registration and goes down through and looks at almost every car. And, you know, it's hard to pick.
It is. When you said Bel Air, guess what popped into my mind? Those old 50s drive-ins where life was a little bit simpler, and you always saw, if you think about those movies from that era, you know what? Everybody's hanging out at the drive-in, and you're sure to see a gorgeous Bel Air.
Yes.
And the other thing that I absolutely enjoy as well is the Model T. The Model T, I'm telling you, that makes me smile every time.
Yeah, and we got a couple of those, and it's interesting to, you know, just to see how far we've come from the Model T.
Indeed, we have come a long way. Brock, is there a story that stands out in your mind?
So we had a gentleman found this car and wanted to restore it. So during our summer program, there was 8 students that restored this car. And we've had it in the show in the past. And once they got it done, the guy took it for a couple of years and then turned around and donated it back to the program. And, you know, and they have a book on it, and just to see, because we did a little bit of work, you know, through our program, but just to see the transformation of that car from where it was and to where it is now, it was pretty amazing. And to have the students get that experience to restore it, it's a pretty cool story.
Oh, that had to be really a proud moment for you. And I'm sure they felt a lot of accomplishment as they're able to kind of look back at where it started and that finished product. What a cool program that you're part of. Well, Brock, give people all the details on where they can get their tickets for Chrome in the Dome.
So you can just buy the tickets at the show. This year we have Rudy Hansen. He's a local kid that made the Formula Drift.
Ooh.
And he will have a couple of his cars on display. And then Saturday we're going to do some type of exhibition out in the parking lot. You know, it's a great event, which helps support automotive students with scholarships.
Well, Brock Gunter, one of the organizers of Chrome in the Dome, thanks so much for taking a moment to chat with me.
Thank you.